Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Ruffing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Frazier. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Bachman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Frazier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. Michaels moves to third. Tresh moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez fires to third and picks off Michaels. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. Wright moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to third for the out. York moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Frazier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Frazier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Frazier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Hodgson reaches third base with a triple. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bachman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Al Lopez. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich pinch hits for Al Gettle. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Thornton Lee now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Peck now playing left field. Jim Hegan now catching. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-3 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Seary pinch hits for Les Fleming. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.